Detroit's water crisis is making worldwide headlines. The city is stepping up efforts to collect from the 90,000-some residents and businesses behind on their water bills. First came shutoff notices. Then water was turned off to some 15,000 customers in April through June, many of them low-income or seniors or both. The Detroit Water Brigade is one of the groups helping those who've lost water. D'Amico Williams is a chief coordinator with the group. D'Amico, just how is the Detroit Water Brigade trying to help these people?
Yes, thank you for having me, Cynthia. Yes, the Detroit Water Brigade is an advocacy relief rapid response group that provides water to families that have been shut off in the Detroit water crisis. We provide lots of love, empathy, compassion, and we let people know that this is not their fault, but this now has become their fight.
Where are the donations coming from, the money or the bottled water?
The donations is coming from our website at DetroitWaterBrigade.org. We have a Amazon wedding registry set up in the name of the Detroit Water Brigade where it has jugs of water, other supplies such as rain barrels, water filtration devices, and especially aqua tablets that could change the quality of the drinking water and make it clean and accessible to drink within 30 minutes. We also have resource hubs and neighbor hubs that are opening up. We have three on the west side and two on the east side of Detroit. And they're growing because people are trying their best to manage with what they have, but it is a very dire situation. You know, we're coming across people in our canvassing that have not had water, lights, or gas for more than a year. Even some were living without water and lights throughout the polar vortex of the winter.
Well, D'Amico, take us, if you will, into the homes that some of the homes you visited. And what stories have really hit you the hardest?
The story that makes me emotional is Nicole Hill. Nicole Hill was featured on the NBC Evening News last weekend or so, and that's what really hit home for me. When we went to her house, we went to give her, when I pulled up on the scene, we gave her a case of water. And when we went into her home, there was a stench from the refrigerator. Her floors were sticky. She usually keeps her home clean. Her dishes has not been cleaned in the past 2 weeks due to no water. Her children is staying with another relative. And another story that kind of hit me was a senior that said that she is acted in good faith in paying her bills, but due to her pension being reduced, she was a City of Detroit retiree, and she said that now she can't pay for her prescriptions, she's been having health issues, and she needs water, and they shut her water off, and she's tried to go to her church and friends that she know, and no one could help her. And it really put me in a place of feeling like, you know, there has to be something done about this water crisis. I have called for a community meeting or a public event thrown by the Detroit Water and Sewage Department to be at Cobo Hall in the new Grand River Ballroom to accommodate 90,000 to 120,000 Detroiters to talk about their situations and to work out some sort of a payment plan until we get the water affordability plan in place. However, there are a lot of there's 12,000 people now without water. We're trying to service families that call into our hotline number. We dispatch to them. And it's just very dire. You know, people have this narrative that if you don't pay your bills, you get shut off. This is not like your cable bill. This is not your cell phone bill. This is not your grocery bill. This is about water. It's about being accessible and affordable. And to those people that say, pay your bills or get water from the river, how about you pay your student loan debt? How about you pay your credit card bill? How about we look into your tax bills? We cannot judge people's personal financial situations because we don't know people's financial situations.
The city, D'Amico, says that 50 to 60% of the homes that were cut off had the water turned back on within 48 hours. After the customer reached out and arranged a payment plan, and they say funding is coming together to help those who just can't pay. Can you help us understand, did people make a call or did they not make a call and ask for help when the bills first started coming? I guess I'm wondering, why did it take a shut off to get people to make a call or ask for help?
Okay, let me take you back through a chronological timeline real quick. In March, when they announced the shutoffs, 2 days before, Kevin Orr emergency manager Kevin Orr has sent privatization bids for the water department to be privatized after the regional authority concept failed. Now the Detroit Water Department is trying to collect the delinquency because this regional authority did not want to deal with the delinquency of Detroit, so the water department is taking an aggressive approach. They claim that 60% of people came down after they were in a frantic begging their neighbors, their relatives, their family, you know, to help them come up with 30% of the bill, and they're still not honoring it. This is a discrepancy I have because this is wasting money, time, and resources to send Homridge, the private contractor, to shut off the water, put the family in stress and worry, and then have them come down to the water department to pay 30% of whatever that was the bill, and then send Homridge back out to shut back on the water. Now you just wasted money, time, and resources instead of having a community meeting. Also, let me point this out there. The people that are affected are low-income seniors and those that are having discrepancies on their water bills. When you call the water department, you can't get no answer. You have to leave messages to a system that's broken. And then when you do get someone, you're on hold for 45, 50 minutes, and then they come and tell you something over the phone that's way entirely different than what you should be told in person. And instead of us calling them, they need to come to us. Come out from that water board building and let's get in a centralized location to where 90,000 to 120,000 Detroiters can come down and get their water bills settled so that no one won't be facing shutoff. I do understand that the water department is trying to run a business. I do understand that they need to collect the revenue, but going about it in this uncoordinated effort is not the way, and it's putting our city at risk.
D'Amico, how do you see this being resolved?
I don't see no resolve to this. I don't see them doing anything to reprieve the situation. Daryl Latimer, I've been in many conversations with him, including our appearance on Let It Rip, that, you know, this effort that he's doing, he needs to reconsider this. I've also tried to talk with the mayor, and the mayor said that he had no comment, that this is all about, this is from Kevin Orr and Rick Snyder, Governor Rick Snyder. The only resolve that I see is that they need to have this community meeting, and they need to do it at Cobo Hall, in that Grand River Ballroom, and they need to do it extended hours from 8 o'clock a.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. for 5 days. Monday through Friday, and do it another week if you have to, because we have 700,000 people that still live here in the city of Detroit, and those people, you know, the majority of them are falling through hard economic circumstances. This man-made bankruptcy is not doing the city any good. The privatization is not doing any good. We call for an end to the shutoffs immediately. If you're not going to shut off Comerica Park, Ford Field, and Eastern Market, three of the highest destinations visited by people in the region. They should never be indebted their water bills.
And they are.
They are. The City of Detroit Golf Course, remember, that's in bankruptcy court. So how much do you anticipate for them getting pennies on the dollar back on the debt? It's going to be less than $20,000. And Mike Illich, Joe Louis Arena owes $80,000. The VA Hospital owes $131,000. And they're trying to run the buck on low-income and seniors to pay that bill. And it's unfair, it's unjust. And also, the water department claims that it raised $1 million to help out families that have been shut off, but they're only accommodating families that got up to $1,500. We're coming across people that owe more than $5,000. And there needs to be a water bill analysis to where people can get their water bills analyzed if they're going through the audit or disputing their bills. I know some people around the trail, when we go around the Canvas Trail, that they're telling us that they are being charged for sewage and other fees that don't even make sense. They haven't even used this type of water. Mm-hmm. So what I'm calling on the water department to do is to have this community meeting at Cobo Hall, service these 120,000 Detroiters, sit them down, find out what their financial situations are, find out what is going on, and work with them to put them on a plan so that they would not have their water services shut off. And then we're calling for the water affordability plan to be reinstated by the Detroit City Council. It was passed in 2006, and it was yanked by former Mayor Dave Bing, in 2010 from out the Human Services Department.
D'Amico Williams is with the Detroit Water Brigade. D'Amico, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And if you want to find out more about the water shutoffs in Detroit, go to michiganradio.org. We have a link to the Detroit Water Brigade and to several Michigan radio reports that have been done over the past few weeks. And there's a phone number posted that you can call if you live in Detroit and your water has been shut off.